ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A deadly explosion at a Tyson poultry plant in Camilla, Georgia, early this morning.
You can see fire over the back of the building. Appears to be the northeast corner of the building.
Radio calls provided by Broadcastify. At least one person dead. The union representing plant workers blaming the blast on a boiler explosion and saying several workers were severely burned. U.S. officials telling ABC News that a Russian anti-aircraft system may be responsible for a commercial plane crash in Kazakhstan that left 38 people dead. ABC's Andrea Fujihi points out
the crash, prompting comparisons to the 2014 downing of a Malaysian Airlines flight, which investigators determined was shot down by Russian forces in Ukraine.
Another stowaway was caught on a Delta Airlines flight, this time from Seattle to Hawaii, as the plane taxied for takeoff on Christmas Eve. Authorities say the individual passed through TSA screening without a boarding pass. This is ABC News. New Year's Eve is just days away, and popping the cork on your favorite bottle of champagne may taste a little different.
Did you know that the classic taste of champagne might be changing thanks to climate change? The Champagne region, where these bottles are made, is in the northern part of France. Since it's near the ocean, they have mild temperatures and steady rain, perfect conditions for making crisp grapes for champagne. But as temperatures rise and weather becomes more volatile, France's champagne houses are facing unprecedented challenges. And that shift in acidity and sugar can make champagne taste sweeter than it did in decades past.
ABC News Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z. Officials with the World Health Organization have identified what was causing an outbreak of disease in the Democratic Republic of Congo earlier this month. Nearly 900 cases of malaria and respiratory virus were identified today after officials previously called it undiagnosed disease. WHO officials says malnutrition led to the outbreak and also led to an uptick in deaths among children. Dave Packer, ABC News.
WRCO News is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, your local family feed and seed store. Without you, there would be no us, and for that, they are forever grateful. And by Right Way Shell, come to Right Way Shell in Spring Green, where they do things the right way. Rain and fog possible tonight, or actually rain and fog tonight with a low of 37. Winds will be southwest 10 to 15. Some spots of sun and staying mild tomorrow with a high of 46. And freezing fog is possible tomorrow evening with a low of 31. Currently in Richland Center, it is foggy and rainy. The winds are out of the southwest at 4 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 38 degrees. And we have this cancellation to pass along as a result of the rain and the fog that we are getting. Rotary lights in the park will not be held this evening.
Score big on convenience at Right Way Plaza in Spring Green. Swing by our fresh deli for tasty snacks and grab your favorite drinks. Don't miss out on our fuel rewards program and top-notch car wash. Whether you're heading to the game or on the go, Right Way Plaza has you covered. Right Way Plaza is the right stop. Go Blackhawks!
Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. A Christmas night motor vehicle versus horse-drawn buggy crash was fatal. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports the crash occurred Wednesday evening around 6 on State Highway 82 near Pine Avenue, rural Hillsboro in the town of Union. Lydia E.M. Thompson, 22 of rural Sparta, and Jaden Allen Shea, 20 of Lafarge, were the occupants of a passenger car traveling east on State Highway 82. The vehicle struck a westbound buggy head-on in the westbound lane on a curve. Henry F. Bontrager and Ruth J. Bontrager, both 29 of rural Hillsboro, occupied the horse-drawn buggy and were both ejected from the buggy, which came to rest in the roadway. The passenger car went off the north side of the roadway and traveled down an embankment where it came to rest. Several concerned citizens stopped to render aid and protect the scene until emergency personnel arrived. Lydia Thompson, Jaden Shea, and Ruth Bontrager were transported to Gunderson St. Joseph's Hospital in Hillsboro by Lafarge Area Ambulance. Henry Bontrager was pronounced dead at the scene, by Vernon County Coroner Betty Nye. Ruth Bontrager was later transferred to Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. The horse also died due to the crash. Also assisting the sheriff's office at the scene were the Lafarge Fire Department, Wisconsin State Patrol Technical Reconstruction Unit, and the Town of Union. Gunderson Air was also requested, but were unable to fly due to weather conditions. Highway 82 at the crash scene was closed for about 6 hours. A missing man from Westby has been found safe. 49-year-old Corey Simonson had been reported missing Monday afternoon after taking his mother's car and making suicidal statements. Simonson had been arrested and accused of crashing a vehicle into a building on Viroqua's Main Street Sunday morning. He was later arrested by Westby police. As whooping cough continues to spread, Wisconsin has seen one of the worst outbreaks in the country. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Wisconsin trails only New York and Pennsylvania in the number of reported cases. Department of Health Services data shows nearly 2,400 reported cases this year, a huge increase from the 51 reported cases last year. Nationwide, the number of whooping cough cases is the highest it's been since 2014, and in Wisconsin, they're the highest they've been since 2012. The Wisconsin State Legislature may consider the legalization of medical marijuana again in the next session. With new district maps, Republican state lawmakers hold a smaller majority in both chambers of the legislature, and some have expressed a willingness to engage in medical marijuana discussions again. The topic has been considered in the past, but lawmakers were unable to come to an agreement on how best to regulate medical marijuana. A previous plan was opposed by Democratic legislators as too restrictive. With the new year right around the corner, the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation is working to find more creative solutions to affordable housing issues across the state. The agency has been providing funds through programs like the Community Development Investment and Idle Site Redevelopment Grants to convert buildings like former motels and commercial facilities into affordable housing units. Access to housing has been identified as one of the biggest challenges facing Wisconsin residents for 2025. When driving in dense fog where you can't see a half mile in front of you, it can cause you to become anxious and disoriented. Most cars are equipped with fog lights. This is the time to use them. Only have the low beam fog lights on. Using your car's high beams can severely decrease your visibility even more because the stronger beams will reflect off the water particles in the fog and make it appear denser. Also use your windshield wipers. They will help keep the glass clear even if it's not raining. Turn on your defroster. Because fog occurs in high humidity, it's a good time to flip that defrost function on. Drive slow, keep a lookout for other vehicles. Never slam on your brakes and keep a longer following distance. Now, I know this may be your first instinct, as you may not feel comfortable losing sight of others. The time between you and other cars should be 9 to 12 seconds in dense fog. If you feel disoriented, pull over to the side of the road and put your hazard lights on. There will soon be more places to go nonstop in the new year. Milwaukee's Mitchell International Airport is set to expand its flight offerings in 2025, with multiple airlines introducing new nonstop routes. Southwest is adding nonstop flights to Austin in March. They will also have seasonal routes to Cancun. Other carriers like Frontier, Alaska Airlines, and American Airlines are also expanding routes. Public Health Sauk County recently partnered with Grady Foundry to install a Mamava lactation pod. This serves as a private space for breastfeeding and or pumping for employees and features a comfortable seat, a shelf, an outlet for a breast pump, a built-in fan for fresh air and white noise, and more. Caster wheels on the bottom allow moving the lactation pod to other spaces at the Foundry if needed. Funds for this project were provided by the U.S. American Rescue Plan Act of 2021 to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Jesse Phelan, Deputy Director at Public Health Sauk County, said, quote, "The addition of Mamava Lactation Pod at Grady Foundry is a great way to support lactating parents as they return to work. In our search for a place to award the pod to, we learned that a common concern for parents who want to feed their baby breast milk is where they will pump at work and whether it will be private and clean. We learned that many businesses offer a space, but sometimes it is not an ideal setup. Not all spaces are private, easy to access, or easy to keep clean, which can make it harder for a lactating parent to use those spaces. The Mamava is a great answer to all these concerns. If you or someone you know would like to get involved with local breastfeeding initiatives, contact Public Health Sauk County at 608-355-3290. The American Red Cross of Wisconsin is looking for local heroes to be honored at the 2025 annual Southwest Wisconsin Heroes Golf event on Monday, June 9th at the Legend at Bergamont in Oregon. If you know of an individual or an organization who has gone above and beyond to save a life or make our community better, we encourage you to nominate them. To nominate a hero or for a complete description of each hero category, visit redcross.org/Wisconsin. All nominations must be submitted by December 31st. Honorees will be celebrated across six categories: blood services, community impact disaster relief, military, Red Cross hero, and youth and young adult. Nominees may come from any of the Red Cross Southwest Wisconsin chapters, counties: Adams, Buffalo, Columbia, Dane, Greene, Green Lake, Iowa, Jackson, Jefferson, Juneau, La Crosse, Marquette, Monroe, Richland, Rock, Sauk, Trempealeau, Vernon, and the Ho-Chunk Nation. Now is the time to pause and reflect on those who are making a difference in your life. Nominations are being accepted for the 2025 Making a Difference Awards. There are many categories for the Making a Difference Awards. They are Business of the Year Award, Outstanding Organization Award, Civic Leadership Award, Nonprofit of the Year Award, Best Face Forward Award, Community Stewardship Award, Emergency Responder, Educator of the Year, Medical Hero Award, or Healthcare Professional of the Year, Up and Coming Youth Award, and new this year, Employee of the Year. This award was added to honor the everyday person who shows up and does their job with great attitude and passion and inspires others and perhaps the company to want to do better and serve others. Typically not someone in the limelight, but just the old faithful. All nominees for these awards come from the public. The criteria for the nominations are that the nominee must be a resident of Richland County and businesses must either be located in or doing business in Richland County. The attributes of the nominee, which are critical, are strength of character, leadership and creativity, and dedication to the welfare of others. These awards may be given for work done in the previous 12 months or for an entire body of work. Be sure to tell why you nominated this individual or business with as much detail as possible about their contributions and how they are making a difference to allow the information to be shared properly with the public. You may submit a nomination by going to southwestpartners.org and clicking on the Making a Difference link and nominate. You may also mail the information to Making a Difference, care of Southwest Partners Incorporated, P.O. Box 651, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581, or email your nomination to swp.acctg@gmail.com, or drop the information off at 1313 West Seminary Street, Suite 100 in Richland Center. Nominations are due by Monday, January 6th at 5 p.m.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Margaret M., Peggy Reddy, 61 of Spring Green, formerly of Bear Valley, died December 15th at the University of Chicago Hospital following an extended illness. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 11 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church, Loretto Ridge. Friends may call at the church this evening from now until 7, and again tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of mass at 11. Memorials can be sent to the family. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements. For Margaret M., Peggy Reddy, 61 of Spring Green, formerly of Bear Valley. Lilas Gertrude Abel Phillips Rabine, 89, of Loretto Ridge Plain, died December 16th at Pine Valley Community Village in Richland Center following a stroke a year and a half ago. A memorial service will be held Saturday at 11 at the Grass Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Burial will be held at the Sandusky Cemetery. Friends may call at the Grass Funeral Home Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Lilas Gertrude Abel Phillips Rabine, 89, of Loretto Ridge, Plain. Joel Daniel Rudersdorf, 43, of Richland Center, died December 16th. A celebration of life will be held Sunday at 6 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Sunday from 4:30 until the time of service at 6. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Joel Daniel Rudersdorf, 43, of Richland Center. Dennis Lee Jensen, 71, of Richland Center, died December 19th at home. No formal services will be held. A private burial will be held in the Mount Tabor Cemetery at a later date. Memorials may be directed to Walk with Grace. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Dennis Lee Jensen, 71, of Richland Center. David J. Copas Sr., 62, of Toma, formerly of Richland Center, died December 22nd. A time of sharing with military honors will be held at 3 o'clock Saturday, January 11th, at Thorson Pop Funeral and Cremation Services in Viroqua. A celebration of life with refreshments will be held at the funeral home Saturday, January 11th, from 1 until the time of service at 3. David J. Copas Sr., 62, of Toma, formerly of Richland Center. Irma Mae Brown, 83, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly Sunday at her winter home in Mission, Texas. A celebration of life will be held Friday, April 25th, from 4 to 7 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. A private burial will be held at the Mount Tabor Cemetery. Memorials may be given to the Mount Tabor Cemetery or a charity of your choice. Irma Mae Brown, 83, of Richland Center. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Marisol Soto Hernandez and Andres Mondragon had a son, Andres Rufino.
Hey, you've definitely had a busy month. Finding gifts, sending cards, hosting family. Well, now it's time to treat yourself at Macy's After Christmas Sale. Come and find great deals on something just for you. Like 25% off New Year's party looks from DKNY, Adriana Papel, and more. So enjoy the week and get yourself the gifts you really wanted before these limited time deals are over at Macy's After Christmas Sale. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Don't forget, you can find all of your craft supplies at the Creative Outlet. This week, you will get 50% off all individual scrapbooking papers until January 4th.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. The soaking rain has arrived, where we are looking at picking up around a half an inch. That's a decent amount of rainfall, as temperatures right now are sitting in the low 40s and are slowly falling to the upper 30s. We'll see more fog possible overnight tonight and throughout early tomorrow morning, and then we'll actually see some spots of sun throughout tomorrow afternoon. As we stay mild, high temperatures reach the mid-40s. Now we will fall back below freezing tomorrow night as temperatures reach 30 degrees. And as fog chances continue, some of that could be freezing. So Sunday morning, there could be slick and slippery surfaces. Be careful where you walk. Otherwise, it'll be a mostly cloudy and warm end to the weekend. High temperatures will once again stay mild and unseasonable, returning to the low 40s. And that stays the case for Monday, too. Low 40s, partly sunny and quite pleasant. As we wind down 2024 on Tuesday, it'll be cloudy with a tiny chance of snow as a system slides by, bringing in mostly cloudy skies and cooler temperatures for New Year's Day. High temperatures go from the mid-30s on Tuesday to the mid-20s on Wednesday. And we go even further for Thursday, low 20s for highs. It'll be partly sunny and chilly as we're celebrating the new year. So all in all, you might just want to have some salt stocked up. with the freezing fog possible Saturday night and temperatures continuing to fall below freezing every other night after that. Winter weather will still dominate. I know this little warm-up has been nice, but the mild conditions, of course, brought that snowmelt, the thick fog, and a muddy mess across the state. And as we take a look at the outlook for 2 weeks out, we're looking at temperatures staying slightly below average and precipitation at near normal. Also keep in mind with the warmer temperatures and some breezy winds on Saturday that some ice sheets could be shifting. No ice is safe ice, and especially in these weather conditions. Otherwise, I hope you have a wonderful weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it is foggy and raining and 38 degrees after a high today of 41 and a morning low of 31. Yesterday's high was 34, and we received 5/100ths of an inch of rain. Record high set back in 2018 is 51 degrees with a record low of 26 below set back in 1886. Last year's high was 41 with a low of 30. Sunset will take place, it already took place tonight at 4:32, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:33. Winds are out of the southwest at 5 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.53, and we have received 33/100ths of an inch of rain so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 38 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. I'm not a very patient person. I like results, and I like them now. My mind races at 100 miles per hour most of the time, even when I'm supposed to be sleeping. So when my brother took me on my first deer hunt ever, I couldn't stand it. I mean, really, going out in the woods an hour before sunrise, sitting still and quiet for hours, thinking about all the work I could and should be doing in my office at home in the warmth, hoping that maybe, just maybe, that I might be able to squeeze off a shot at a deer that just happened to walk within range. But I discovered something in my first day of hunting, sitting in God's creation, admiring everything He's made. From what began as an impatient time thinking about all the work I could be doing became a time of reverent worship as my mind began to take joy in God, my Father. And the amazing thing is, despite all the beauty of God's creation, man is God's greatest and most treasured act of creation. Psalm 8 says, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. Through the praise of children and infants, you have ordained praise to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him? Human beings that you care for them. You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds, and the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky, and the fish in the sea, all that swim the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. The Bi-State Wrestling Classic is taking place today or this weekend at the La Crosse Center. With a report on action from earlier today, here's Bill Twining.
Tonight is the quarterfinal session at the Bi-State Classic in La Crosse, where the boys will be wrestling in the main arena and the girls in South Hall tonight. Quarterfinals, as well as wrestleback activity in both venues. For the boys, here's what's happening tonight. In the quarterfinals, Memphis Burkhalter, a freshman from Mineral Point, has qualified for that field of eight, while in the wrestlebacks at 106 from the area, Jake Schramm, Griffin Wineski, Blake Faust, and Jackson Scheel. From the area, James Schramm of Riverdale, Wineski of Iowa Grand Highland, Blake Faust of Dodgeville, and Jackson Scheel of River Valley in the consolation bracket. They each need a couple of wins to qualify for the second day of competition at the Bi-State. At 113, defending champion Shane Rashan of Dodgeville is back into the quarterfinals. He is joined there by, among others, senior Jaron Grimslid of North Crawford Seneca. In the consolation bracket at 113, you'll find Hunter Wilkinson of Riverdale, Caden Stibbe of Richland Center, and Lennon Ewert of Mineral Point. At 120, freshman Liam Carey of Mineral Point, with three pins to his credit, is into the quarterfinals. From the area, also at 120 pounds, you'll find Ashton Udelhoven of Boscobel-Wazika Steuben and Ben Reese of River Valley. At 126 pounds from the area, both Richland Center senior Ethan Hady and Dodgeville sophomore Rhett Spurley have reached the quarterfinals. From the area, still going, are Elliot Kite of Mineral Point, Quinn Puzan of River Valley, also Treston Rennish of Riverdale, Hayden Altman of Iowa Grant North Crawford, and Gavin Wilkins of North Crawford Seneca. Into the quarterfinals at 132 pounds, among others, sophomore Lakota Brewer of the Riverdale Chieftains. Wrestling back in the consolation bracket, you'll find Sawyer Springer of Mineral Point, Lucas Christensen of Iowa Grand Highland, and Sam Knoble of North Crawford Seneca. At 138 pounds, junior Brody Meese of Riverdale has reached the quarterfinals. He's joined there by senior Noah Radke of River Valley. Aiden Bedward of Iowa Grand Highland and Mason Scullion of Mineral Point still going in the consolation bracket at 138. At 144, the top seed with three pins to his credit today, Rowan Carey of Mineral Point has moved into the quarterfinals. From the area in the consolation bracket, Derek Franzen of Ithaca Weston, Tom Sprosty of North Crawford Seneca, Max Kelly of Iowa Grand Highland, and Mason Schulte of River Valley. Brock Hinderman, a sophomore from Iowa Grand Highland, highlights the area quarterfinalist at 150 pounds, while in the consolation bracket, no one from the immediate area. Well, correction, Jacob Dannenberg of Mineral Point still wrestling in the wrestlebacks. At 157, Tyson Imhoff of Iowa Grand Highland, the third seed, is into the quarterfinals, where he is joined by senior Wyatt Knockreiner of River Valley. Also two-time Bi-State champion Danny Heiser of Evansville is in this weight class at 157. Among those in the consolation bracket from the area, Job Wetter of Boscobel-Wazika Steuben, Ashton Bennett of Ithaca Weston, Chase McGuire of Riverdale, and Emmett Collins of Mineral Point. The 165-pound quarterfinalists include the top seed, Jackson Bussey of Iowa Grand Highland. In the consolation bracket, you'll find Nolan Waldner of Ithaca Weston, Hunter Alt of River Valley, and Sawyer Dannenberg of Mineral Point. At 175 pounds, the top seed is Cade Rule of Mineral Point. He is into the quarterfinals. From the area, Aiden Duran of Dodgeville, Ethan Bodendine of Richland Center, and Jackson McGuire of Iowa Grant Highland still wrestling at the Bi-State. At 190 pounds, no wrestlers from our immediate area into the quarterfinals, but still going in the consolation bracket are Mason Jelenic of Richland Center, Blake Brickle of River Valley, and Gavin Hinderman of Iowa Grant Highland. At 215 pounds, From the immediate area, Sawyer Swigum of North Crawford Seneca, Alan James of Mineral Point, Caden Coleman of Ithaca Weston, and Tucker Dagenhart of Iowa Grant Highland are all in the consolation bracket this evening. And at 285 pounds, the top two seeds are from our immediate area, and both breezed into the quarterfinals. They are top-seeded Grant Matthews, a junior from Riverdale, and second-seed Bodie Brockop, a senior from Iowa Grant Highland. Both are in the quarterfinals tonight. Still going from the area, Matt Orrett of Mineral Point, Braden Kleppe of Richland Center, a pair of seniors. Team scores leading the way in Division 1, Holman in Division 2, Evansville in Division 3, Chatfield, Minnesota. Highest placing from around the area, Mineral Point tied for second right now in Division 3. And in right behind them, Iowa Grant Highland just 3.5 points out of that tie. Reporting for WRCO Sports and David Wormand, I'm Bill Twining.
What do you look for in an insurance agency? Is it service or premium or both? Those are two good reasons to call Schwartz Insurance for your insurance protection. With Schwartz Insurance, you'll have a local person to help you find the right coverage for your agribusiness, personal, and business insurance, and a local person to answer any questions and help you deal with any issues that may arise. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual Insurance want you to be sure you have the best protection at the best cost. Call 647-8891 for peace of mind insurance protection.
And in high school basketball in girls action, there was the Richland Center girls took part in the Westby Holiday Tournament today, and they lost the game against Royal by a score of 45-34, and in overtime they lost to Westby by a score of 46-40. Elsewhere, also in that tournament, Kickapoo beat Westby by a score of 60-40. And also, it was Kickapoo over Royal by a score of 51-25. In the Winona State University Lewiston Auto Holiday Classic, Prairie du Chien beat Chatfield 75-40. In the Adams Friendship High School tournament, it was Sparta beating Northland Pines by a score of 67-28. And Aquinas beat Caledonia at Aquinas High School. And also in the Wanakee Holiday Tournament, it was Mineral Point 59, Sun Prairie 40. In boys action, Richland Center boys took on Durand, Arkansas today in the Lewiston Auto Classic at Winona State University, and Richland Center came away victorious by a score of 74-70. They will play tomorrow morning at 8:15 against Lewiston Altura. And that is the update of the local tournaments that went on. And also, just to pass along some other ones in that Lewiston Auto Classic, it was Plainville Elgin Millville over Prairie du Chien 61-31. At Concordia University in the Rick Majerus WBY Shootout, Mineral Point beat Edgerton 51-46. In the Just a Game Muller Classic, Reedsburg beat Bangor 78-63. Other games that went on today, Mount Horp beat Notre Dame by a score of 65-62. It was Kickapoo over Wisconsin Heights 54-40, and Wisconsin Dells beat Antigo in the Wisconsin Dells Holiday Classic 65-20. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Are you looking for a local concrete contractor you can trust? It's a pleasure to recommend Advanced Contracting Solutions. Bailey and his team can handle any project from concrete foundations to flat work to retaining walls and everything in between, including snow plowing for commercial or residential. You can trust accurate estimates and excellent workmanship, which makes happy repeat customers. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 and discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions is booking projects for 2025. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
No need to travel for exceptional care. At Gunderson Basketball, we collaborate with other providers and healthcare systems to deliver safe, effective treatment plans close to home. Whether you need specialized IV medications such as chemotherapy or antibiotic therapy, port or PICC maintenance, or blood product transfusions, we make it easier to get the personalized care you need. Gunderson Basketball, bringing love plus medicine and outpatient nursing services to you.
And because of the weather this evening, the Rotary Lights in the Park has been canceled. Also, from the WRCO Lost and Found Department, lost a 7-month-old Australian Shepherd. The dog is white, black, and brown. Her name is Haley, and she's wearing tags. And she was lost at the McAvoy Hills Road area near Ithaca. If you find Haley, give a call to 608-604-4672.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Hello, this is Chase Hessen with Tim Slack Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. Large squares topped at $180 a ton and large rounds topped at $65 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for hay-related needs. Watch for upcoming online-only auctions. We have plenty coming up. Looking to buy or sell your real estate? Give us a call, 608-723-4020, or go to www.timsuckauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hessen. Have a great day.
Soybeans were lower. Corn and hogs were mixed. Cattle were higher. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your commodity market update on Brownfield. Speed wins. That's why Stein is focused on delivering higher yielding genetics faster than the competition and why they've released more new Enlist D3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans were lower on fund and technical selling. Beans saw a correction after Thursday's gains, but the trade has been monitoring weather in South America with some indications that precipitation is possible in parts of Argentina. January beans were down 8 at 980. March beans down 7.5 at 989 and 3/4. Corn was mixed on spread trade. Corn continues to monitor crop development weather in South America. Export sales were a positive for corn. March corn was up 0.25 at 454. May corn up a penny at 461.5. The wheat complex was higher on fund and technical buying. Russia's export projections for wheat declined again, which does open the door for more U.S. wheat exports. The trade continues to watch harvest progress in both Argentina and Australia. In Chicago, March wheat up 5.5 at 546.5. May wheat up 4.75 at 556.75. In Kansas City, March wheat up 3 at 554.5. And in Minneapolis, March wheat was up 1.5 at 595.5. Live and feeder cattle were up, watching direct business develop. Box beef was also higher during the session. February lives up 55 at 190.65. April lives were up 75 at 193.35. January feeders were up 207 at 261.37. Hogs are mixed on spread trade with pork values up at midday. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported due to confidentiality. The five-day rolling average, though, for barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct is 79.10. February lean hogs were down a nickel at 84.15. April lean hogs were up 27 at 89.52. Closing cash numbers are coming up right after this.
Brownfield market updates bring you the story behind the numbers. Ag commodity trading might be volatile, but you can count on Brownfield to let you know not just what the prices are doing, but why the markets are making those moves. We bring you the breaking updates on what's driving the markets all session long, giving you the up-to-date info you need on what's impacting prices and how that affects your bottom line, whether that's today, tomorrow, or in the coming months. Stay tuned to your local Brownfield radio station for the new, now, and notable in the commodity markets.
Do weed control right the first time and deliver the knockout punch to weeds with Status Herbicide. Status Herbicide is the number one broadleaf herbicide for corn, going up against the toughest weeds in your fields. Use it as your frontline post-application in a tank mix with Zidua SC Herbicide for one heck of a knockdown that keeps HPPD-resistant weeds out for the rest of the season. Explore more at statusherbicide.com. Always read and follow label directions.
All week for direct cash cattle business to develop. Live deals in the South were at $192, which is a dollar higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Dress deals in the North were marked at $307, $2 higher than the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Box beef closed higher on good demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $1.99 at $322.38. Select closed $2.36 higher at $291.13. Estimated cattle slaughter was 123,000 head, up 6,000 on the week and about even on the year. Cash hogs closed lower with a light negotiated run. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down $1.81 with a weighted average of $77.27.
and the Western Corn Belt down $1.12 with a weighted average of 78.19. Pork values closed lower, down 62 cents at 95.07, and estimated hog slaughter was 487,000 head, up 4,000 on the week and up more than 8,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Hi everyone, this is Sandra from Aiders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. A Southeast Iowa farmer says he's optimistic about the 2025 growing season despite the mild start to winter. Tim Meyer raises corn and soybeans in Henry County.
Somewhat okay moisture. I think folks would like to see a little bit more, but everybody's patient at this time of year, obviously, because there's just a lot of time between now and planting season.
More news is next.
Brownfield Ag News focuses on what matters to farmers, from what's happening in the field.
Our early planted crops had a lot of challenges with water.
To ag policy.
The farm bill, it looks like maybe in September, but maybe lame duck, because we got to get the thing done.
Agriculture is also known for innovation, and Brownfield helps tell the story.
As we look at the hydrogen economy and utilizing our biofuels industry that we've developed in terms of new uses and new opportunities.
Brownfield Ag News. If it matters to farmers, it matters to us.
Do weed control right the first time and deliver the knockout punch to weeds with Status Herbicide. Status Herbicide is the number one broadleaf herbicide for corn, going up against the toughest weeds in your fields. Use it as your frontline post-application in a tank mix with Zidua SC Herbicide for one heck of a knockdown that keeps HPPD-resistant weeds out for the rest of the season. Explore more at statusherbicide.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Chairman of the United Soybean Board says farmer investment and the checkoff continue to show its value.
4.5 to 1 was the return for the dollar investment.
Philip Good says increasing demand provides opportunities for growers.
Exports are very important to every farmer out there when you think that 58% of our market is exports. So this study was showing and emphasized once again the importance of exports.
An Ohio State Extension specialist says soybean cyst nematode remains the most economically damaging disease in North America. Horacio Lopez Nicora tells Brownfield there's still a lot to learn about the disease.
It can cause significant yield reduction with absolutely no visible symptoms.
He says soil testing is the best way to detect it. U.S. ethanol stocks were reported at 23.1 million barrels last week, the largest level since the end of September. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield Ag News Headlines.
Making home improvements, putting on an addition to your home, or building a new home or garage is easier and more affordable when you begin at Harchi Lumber. Harchi's have a complete line of building materials from beginning to end, including drywall, insulation, windows, doors, kitchen cabinets, plus construction crews to put up pole buildings. Prompt deliveries can be made to your job site on self-unloading trucks. Give Harchi Lumber a call at 608-985-7207 or stop in at Harchi Lumber on Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg today.
Spring nitrogen planning starts now. Hello everyone, I'm Brent Barnett with the Nitrogen Corner on Brownfield, a content partnership with Koch Agronomic Services. On this latest episode, an agronomy expert says thinking now about spring nitrogen applications can put farmers in a better position to maximize their ROI and provide them with enough time to build their contingency plans. We'll have more coming up on Brownfield.
Nature can do a real number on untreated nitrogen applications. Volatilization, denitrification, and leaching can cost growers not just the price of their fertilizer investments, but also the productivity and profitability of their seasons. So choose wisely when it comes to your choice of nitrogen protection. Non-corrosive, low-odor Centuro Nitrogen Stabilizer helps reduce leaching, slows nitrification, and optimizes yield potential by protecting nitrogen applications like never before. Patented active ingredient pronitridine offers agronomically effective below-ground protection. Anvil Nitrogen Stabilizer is designed to defend against volatilization while boosting overall nitrogen efficiency. Dual active ingredients, patented Duramide and NBPT deliver the longest-lasting protection over more soil conditions. SuperU Premium Fertilizer offers the highest concentration of nitrogen available in a granular, ready-to-use, stabilized, urea-based fertilizer. Choose wisely this season with nitrogen protection from Koch Agronomic Services.
Koch is the Director of Agronomy for North America for Koch Agronomic Services. He says it's not too early to begin planning for spring nitrogen applications.
Spring planting season can be one of the busiest and most important times of the year. And then you add in unpredictable weather and soil conditions, it only gets more challenging. So for me, waiting too long to look at my options would keep me up at night. So I prefer to build contingency plans and know what I can do when conditions change and become adverse to me and maybe more favorable for nitrogen loss. So the winter months are a great time for growers to really assess their options for spring and make those decisions.
Lotch says there are some key considerations for growers.
Well, the first thing to understand is that spring applied nitrogen is still prone to substantial loss and needs to be protected just like fall applied nitrogen. So during these spring applications, it's important to think about soil moisture profiles. If the soil profile has ample moisture going into the growing season, growers face greater risk of below ground losses due to leaching and denitrification. And on the flip side, if a grower does not receive timely incorporating rainfall events of more than half an inch within the first few days of application, surface applied nitrogen can be at risk for volatilization loss. So regardless of what source you use, whether it's anhydrous ammonia, UAN, or urea, growers really need to protect against those losses by utilizing nitrification and urease inhibitors.
Lotch says nitrogen stabilizers can help protect a grower's investment.
Anvil nitrogen stabilizer is ideal for spring applications. The dual active ingredients really make the difference. NBPT blocks hydrolysis of urea as soon as it's applied. Then Duramide, our patented molecule, within the Anvil formulation keeps that protection going even longer, buying you more time for that incorporating rainfall event. And on the other side, Centuro Nitrogen Stabilizer is another great option for below ground protection in both anhydrous and UAN, because in part because it offers the flexibility to be added to anhydrous either before, during, or after filling the nurse tank with ammonia.
Visit CokeAgronomicServices.com to connect with your local Coke rep or retailer. I'm Brent Barnett with the Nitrogen Corner on Brownfield, a content partnership with Koch Agronomic Services.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. Do you have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street, Reedsburg.
I don't need this now. Can't be true.
Hello, it's Carl from Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists. We are wishing you and your loved ones a wonderful holiday season and a very happy new year.
On Monday, January 6th, 2025, join Partners for Prevention for the Community Dinner and Strength in Connections event at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. The evening kicks off at 5:30 p.m. with a delicious free dinner prepared by Jody Presch featuring roasted turkey, mashed potatoes, and all the fixings. After dinner, stay for an inspiring talk at 6:30 with parent coach Mary Gugisberg, who grew up in Waniwak. This special event is an opportunity for parents, caregivers, and community members to come together to explore how we can foster true belonging and strength in connections. There's no cost to attend, but please RSVP by January 2nd, 2025 by calling 647-6131, extension 1516 by the 2nd of January. Come for the meal, stay for the conversation, and leave feeling inspired to build a more connected, inclusive community. Don't miss the community dinner and strength in connections event Monday, January 6th at RCHS. Call today to reserve your spot, 647-6131, extension 1516.
Hillsboro Equipment sells outdoor power equipment, services outdoor power equipment, and takes care of the people who depend on their outdoor power equipment. With an 11,000 square foot shop, over $1 million in parts, and multiple trained technicians, Hillsboro Equipment will get you tuned up and ready to go. From the combines in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard, they service it all, any make, any model. See the service experts at Hillsboro Equipment or call 489-2275.
A&W Restaurant thanks their customers for making this year so special. They wish you a season of joy and look forward to creating more memories together in 2025. Sunshine and Giggles expresses their heartfelt appreciation for their customers this holiday season. May the warmth of Christmas and the promise of the new year bring joy to all.
This holiday season, Cardinal Glass CG is reflecting on the incredible support they received. They wish all of their customers joy, peace, and a wonderful new year.
Taste the difference, hear the best. Richland Family Restaurant, the official sponsor of WRCO Studios.
I am not okay, I'm barely getting by. I'm losing track of days, losing sleep at night. I am not okay, I'm hanging on the rails. So if I say I'm fine, just know I learned to hide it well. The pain will wash away.
in a holy water tide, and we all gonna be alright.
Was Jelly Roll with I Am Not Okay on Country and Community WRCO, and our time is 5:56. I'm Tim Thede. I'll be here till around the 8 o'clock hour, bringing you some great music, and we'll be having bi-state wrestling updates from the Lacrosse Center, and Bill Twining will be giving us those reports this evening. Right now, our temperature is 38 degrees, still foggy and rainy out there, and actually we have received 38 one-hundredths of an inch of rain today, so that's really amounting. So be careful if you're out there driving, and be very, very cautious, especially with all that fog and all that rain on the roadway. Because of this weather, Rotary Lights in the Park has been canceled this evening. So no Rotary Lights in the Park. They also wanted to pass along information that they have plenty of volunteers now, so they will not be needing any more volunteers for the remainder of the Rotary in the Lights season, which ends on New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve's the last day for that. From the WRCO Lost and Found Department, lost a 7-month-old Australian Shepherd dog. The dog is white, black, and brown. The dog's name is Haley, and she's wearing tags. And she was lost in the McAvoy Hills Road area near Ithaca. If you find Haley, give a call to 608-604-4672. And the Friends of Blue River Jigsaw Puzzle Competition is being held tonight at 7 at the Clinton at 201 Clinton Street. Teams of up to 4 members will compete to complete a 500-piece puzzle. The cost to participate is $12 per team. Coming up next, we have Alabama with a classic, Can't Keep a Good Man Down.
Thought it was forever, I thought it would last. Gotta try to make it a page of my past. You didn't even say goodbye when you slammed that door. Now I'm lying here alone in what once was our bed, trying to forget all the cruel words you said. While the radio was playing what once was our favorite song. Oh, enough is enough, I won't take any more. I'm picking myself up off the floor. Cause you can't keep a good man down. You can't keep a good man down. Oh, no. Can't keep a good man down. Sugar. Can't keep a good man down. Gonna dress up in the finest clothes that I own and take it to the streets. I won't be lonely for long. My best moves on every single woman I see. Now you thought you could break me, add me to your list, notch me on your gun. Let me tell you this, I got news for you, baby, I don't break that easily. Cause you can't keep a good man down. You can't keep a good man down. Hanging with my friends, this world's gonna see me smiling again. I'm taking some time to erase you from my memory. Don't write many letters, don't call me on the phone, don't knock on my door, cause to you I'm not at home. You know there's a woman out there.